talking about, after the game, about how the coach kind of, you know, now talking about these last five games and seeing what the team's made of and who wants to be here next year. How do you think the players will respond to that? I know you were saying it would be interesting to see the leadership aspect of that.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of that was obviously after a lot of frustration and you know, directly after the game. Today was a lot more positive note, just talking about having fun, paying attention to details, understanding that, you know, the formula is simple, and that's win. And then just kind of detailing throughout the week how we go about doing that. So I think it's one of those things where, you know, everybody had an opportunity to take a critical look at themselves and what they bring to the team and what their role is on the team. And, you know, it's that harsh reality. Also that, you know, every time you step into this building and step on the field and that camera gets turned on, you're being evaluated. And that's everybody in the building. So just kind of that friendly reminder, I think, you know, gets guys motivated.
On that note, you're a veteran, but you're a veteran with a long-term deal. For some other guys who don't have that, do you think the Eagles are going to pivot here to evaluate for the future? Do you think there's still a commitment to these next five games this year?
No, I think we're fully committed until we're completely out of it. I think we're giving everything we got to push to the postseason. I think obviously we know we have to win and probably need a little bit of help, but we still got a shot. And so I think right now all our resources and time are being put into winning.
You watch the film of the Packers games. Did you come away thinking, all right, Aaron Rodgers had his best game of the year and there was nothing we could have done to stop him? Or did you feel like there was more the defense could have done? A lot more, let's say.
I mean, somewhere in between. You know, Aaron Rodgers is always in the conversation of top quarterbacks for a reason. And he made some throws that were just Aaron Rodgers throws. You talk about the touchdown, or I think the second touchdown that he threw, on Nolan, where the ball is right past his fingertips. That's just a great throw. Not much more we can do. Same one with the big play he had to Liotis. But there were definitely plays that we saw where, you know, we could have helped ourselves, whether you talk about a couple penalties we had, you talk about a couple of times we miscommunicated and didn't get lined up. That was early in the game. Just one or two plays here or there in a game like that where the quarterback is hot. They're kind of nickel and diamond us. You just want to be able to get one stop, one negative play for their offense. And, you know, there were a few plays here or there where we felt like we could have gained that. But, you know, it's tough.
Coach, I just came back to what I was saying. Coach was saying that there is a little bit of rebuilding going on, which is, I guess, with every team. But, I mean, how hard is that for some players to accept?
Yeah, that's not I'm not here to rebuild. That's Howie's job. We're here to play and to win. Everybody in this building has been paid and compensated, not to just occupy a seat, but to win. And so our mindset is that we're trying to win with the guys that we have here, the people we have in the building right now. We'll let the people upstairs, you know, figure out if we're building or what we're doing from, you know, past this time.
First four losses were by 7 points or fewer, and each one you guys felt you had a chance in. These past two losses haven't been that way. Do you see regression with this team, or do you think that you guys are still on the right path?
I mean, you know, a loss is a loss. The formula has been the same. I think the last two losses of just, you know, being in Seattle is just a tough team that you can't make mistakes against, and then it's the same thing with the Packers. You know, they're a good team. They lost four straight, but in those four, you know, their offense was still playing really good, and their defense just happened to be giving up a lot of points. Their defense showed up, and their offense just showed up like they normally do. So it's a good Packer team that's a little bit deceiving. And so those things happen. But I don't think we've regressed. I just think we're kind of doing the same stuff. If you look at the games, there's a lot of commonality when you talk about what the mistakes were. It's penalties, a couple plays here or there, and all of a sudden the game flops on you.
Malcolm, with you, when you drop down into the slot, are teams attacking you guys from the standpoint of you not, you know, of you playing in the slot and going after Jalen?
If I'm not at the slot, I'm at the safety spot, so I don't think they would change where they're attacking. So I think the I don't think they're singling anybody out. We rotate corners, so you'll see Leotis, Nolan, and Jalen. Are you talking about Jalen Watkins or Jalen Mills?
Jalen Watkins.
Oh. Oh, no. I mean, I think Jalen played. This is probably the best game he's played for us. He gave up one third down early, but other than that, and even that one was a really contested throw. Other than that, he was solid. Came up, shows up in the run. He's made tackles for us, getting guys lined up. He hasn't. You know, I think that was one of the things that early in the season we wanted to, you know, see how he felt in a more expanded role. Once I moved to the nickel, he's been getting better and better every week.
I mean, if quarterbacks can start getting the ball quicker and quicker to combat your guys' pass rush, what are some of the things that you guys can do to counter that?
Well, it just depends what defense we're in. You know, sometimes we're in zones. It's hard to take away some of those quick throws, but when you're in man-to-man or single high, you got to win at the line of scrimmage and take away those first or second reads so that you give your rush a little bit of time. But, you know, that's a common theme when you play. You know, we got two teams in our division that do the same thing with the Giants and the Redskins. The ball's out of their hands quick. It's a lot of quick throws, and their pass game is an extension of their running game. You know, where they're getting 3 or 4 yards here or there. They're staying ahead of the sticks, and they're still running the clock. So, you know, that's something that we'll have to continue to do is win when we're in man and we're in single high, is win at the line of scrimmage, give our rush some time. When we're in zones, try as best we can to get those quick matches and maybe, you know, add a couple tools where we can trick the quarterback.
You had laid out the formula necessary for this team to be successful. Is throwing the ball 35 plus times going against, you know, that formula? And do you have conversations with Doug about, you know, making sure that there's the necessary balance so that the defense is put in the right position?
No, I don't talk to Doug about what they do offensively. I feel like our offense was, I mean, they're doing what I felt like. I felt really good about what they did in this past game, honestly. Because defensively, we gave up 2 scores right out of the gate, and our offense drove down the field, scored, and then put us in position to really stay within that game until we kind of got our bearings. So I felt good about it. It's tough when, you know, you're missing a running back. You know, obviously, we're shuffling around some receivers. So we understand defensively, we don't expect our offense to go out there and put up, you know, 27 points. It's just not where we are. But we feel like our offense does enough to give us, if we do our jobs defensively, our offense gives us enough to win these games. So I think they can stay patient. They can, whether it's throwing the ball, I think everybody has at this point, you know, 100% confidence in Carson. The biggest thing is just taking care of the football. And, you know, for us defensively, third down was a big problem, so we didn't give our offense many opportunities to actually put up some points. And then we also hadn't gotten a takeaway in the last 2 games. And those are things that we've done really well in the past that have given our offense enough opportunities that eventually they make those plays and we put up points. So we don't do our part. It's really tough on our offense.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.